Breitbart Fight Club Roundtable, Jim Jordan, All Options on the Table for Potential John Brennan Perjury. By Sean Moran on July 8, 2025. House Judiciary Committee Jim Jordan, RO, on the Breitbart Fight Club said that all options are on the table after an exclusive Breitbart News report found that an internal review of the CIA's Russia hoax materials found that former CIA Director John Brennan may be exposed to perjury. Jordan spoke during the Breitbart Fight Club with Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow about an exclusive report from Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, which detailed that former CIA Director John Brennan may be exposed to perjury problems after CIA Director John Ratcliffe released an internal review of the agency's Russia hoax materials. Today's report underscores that the 2016 IC assessment was conducted through an atypical and corrupt process under the politically charged environments of former DEAR Brennan and former FBI Director Comey, Ratcliffe wrote last week. The House Judiciary Committee chairman said, "First of all, great story. I read the story. Great piece you guys are doing good work that you always do. And, I should have said this at the start too. We appreciate you guys fighting the good fight." Speaking of the potential issues facing Brennan's testimony, Jordan said, "That's the fundamental issue. John Brennan testified in 2017 in front of Chairman Gowdy. Then he testified 2 years ago when we were doing our investigation in a deposition. We were doing our investigation on the 51 former Intel officials who told us the Hunter Biden laptop has all the hallmarks of a Russian information operation. And, in both of those we got on 2017, Gowdy was focused on the whole Trump, Russia, collusion, baloney. And, we got into that even in our deposition 2 years ago. And it looks like in both he said something that's problematic. When he talked to us, he said he didn't know about the dossier until December. Maybe that's accurate. Maybe that's not." The Ohio congressman said, "It certainly raises some questions based on what you guys reported from Director Ratcliffe," he added. Jordan said that issues surrounding Brennan's testimony are troublesome, noting that the former CIA director said that the intelligence community did not use the Russia hoax dossier in front of the FISA court to surveil Trump in the 2016 Trump campaign. But a more troublesome issue with what he testified to then-Chairman Gowdy in 2017, where he said, "We did not use the dossier in any way whatsoever. It was not part of our ICA, our intelligence community assessment, to take it in front of the FISA court and move forward with the whole investigation of President Trump's campaign." Well, now looks like, based on what Director Ratcliffe has uncovered, looks like that was the case, Jordan said. And we'll see if John's going to send this over to the Justice Department, to Attorney General Bondi. We'll see what happens there. But I think you guys have you did some great reporting here. And it looks like Mr. Brennan may not have been square. Certainly with Mr. Gowdy, maybe even not with Mr. Gates and I. But we testify, but we deposed him in 23. Marlow asked what the Judiciary Committee may do about the CIA review. Jordan explained that all options are on the table. Jordan said, "I think we just keep all options on the table right now. We see what the director does, because the director could send this information to, I should say, Attorney General Bondi, and we'll see if they want to investigate and pursue it. We'll take a look at it. We had our staff digging up things today, particularly when we deposed Mr. Brennan in 23. So we'll take a look at it and keep all options on the table." He added, "But I think right now, we'll see what the Trump administration Director Ratcliffe and Attorney General Bondi decided how they might want to move forward." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.